It's 107.7 The Bone. Baby Huey and Bimbo Jimbo here. And Jimbo, this is a career highlight for myself. We're talking to my all-time favorite wrestler.
That's right, Baby Huey. We have joining us, he is the face of the Attitude Era, a man who, in my opinion, is absolutely the most popular wrestler of all time. He's on the Mount Rushmore. He's the toughest SOB, the Texas Rattlesnake, the Bionic Redneck. He is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What's going on, Steve?
Man, it's Monday morning here in Los Angeles. It's trash day. I'm listening to the trash trucks come by, pick up my trash, and everybody else is while I'm talking on the radio trying to spread the word about the toughest show on television, the Broken Skull Challenge.
That's right. So first off, congrats on a fifth season for your Broken Skull Challenge, which does premiere tomorrow night on CMT at 10 p.m. So Steve, just in case anyone's wondering, I did post a trailer up at 1077thebone.com, but for anyone who might not have heard it before, how would you explain what is the Broken Skull Challenge?
Man, it's a badass show where each week I invite 80 elite athletes, you know, males and females. They complete, they compete, you know, males against males, females against females. And it's just head-to-head competition and just very bare, brutal, basic, almost combat-structured endeavors where you've got to win your round to go on to the next round. So if you lose, you go home. If you win, you stick around. At the end of the day, after starting with 8 competitors, we're left with one person. That person will come back the next day and run my Skull Buster. It's an obstacle course I call the Skull Buster. It's a half-mile course with 10 obstacles that stand in your way between $10,000. If you can beat the course first and beat the current time by my returning champion, it's just think of any challenge or competition show as being about as tough and gritty as you can be. That's what we do. It's the toughest show that's on television.
You know, Steve, I love all the work you do with CMT. I love Redneck Island. I love the Broken Skull Challenge. If you could pick any two WWE superstars to run the Skull Buster, who would they be?
When you're talking Skull Buster specifically, you know, I'd go Cesaro and I'd go Seth Rollins just due to the athletic background and what I know of their training.
You mentioned you were in L.A. I was in L.A. last night for No Mercy. I was there watching live at Staples Center. And I wanted to get your thoughts on the show if you watched it, in particular the main event with Brock Lesnar and Braun Strowman. Did they let a star-making moment go by with him losing clean?
I didn't see that match. The only match I saw was Roman Reigns and John Cena. And I heard that they went – I heard that Brock and Braun went about 10, and then I guess Brock went over clean. So I haven't seen that. So what did y'all take away from it?
I thought that if they were going to run that match, that they probably should have just done kind of a big chaos finish as opposed. I mean, Brock hit the F5 out of nowhere, 1, 2, 3. It was the only F5 of the match after he kicked out of, I think, about 4 running power slams. So I thought it was a little questionable with everything they put into Braun. But, I mean, obviously you want to keep Brock looking strong. But I do think that I would have made a different call sitting from my Mark armchair, I guess.
Well, yeah, but in hearing that, I was surprised, you know, in that finish as well. Now, both guys I consider friends, but they've built Braun to be the monster among men. And so, maybe you got to have something, you know, or a couple of F5s or something to put a chink in the armor before the F5s, you know, to keep Braun Strowman the monster among men down for a 3 count. So, again, I have not seen the match. But, you know, I from what you guys are telling me, I probably would tend to agree.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Yeah, that's kind of where I was thinking, too, is you got to do more than one. But what did you think of Roman and Cena?
Started off slow, ended up being a good match.
Agreed. Speaking of booking decisions, I was at WrestleMania X7, one of my favorite nights as a wrestling fan. I was rooting for you to all ends of the earth to beat The Rock in your second encounter at WrestleMania. A lot of people consider that sort of the unofficial end of the Attitude Era in wrestling with your heel turn, joining with Mr. McMahon. At the time, I've always wanted to ask you, what were your feelings on that heel turn and joining with Mr. McMahon backstage? I mean, were you hesitant? Looking back on it, how do you feel about it now?
When I look back, I would have never changed. But, you know, when I was caught up in it, and Vince always likes to do something big on WrestleMania, I didn't have anything planned. You know, I just said, hey, man, what about me turning heel? So it was my idea. Because I always like working heel. I enjoy being a bad guy. And I had a great time as that edgy Stone Cold babyface. Don't get me wrong. It was a blast. But when you do that for a couple of years, you just want to change. You're still going to wrestle.
Yeah.
You're still in the business. You just want to do something different. And
for sure,
you know, looking back, if I was going to go back in time, I would have shook his hand and said, watch the stunner, and just dropped him. And I'm sure he would have been fine with it. But, you know, I was looking forward to going to Switch Hill, and we just didn't know. And obviously, I didn't have a bunch of opponents just strung out waiting for me that were at as high level as I was. But at the end of the day, I think Jim Ross put it best. No one wants to see John Wayne as a bad guy. And after the people developed or invested so much emotion and love into the Stone Cold persona and character and lived vicariously through everything I did, they didn't want me to be a heel, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Steve, another question I always want to ask you was, speaking of the Attitude Era, I mean, do you think there will be another era like that in pro wrestling, or if things have changed too much since then?
Well, I mean, just people are viewing things and doing things. There's so many different things to do these days. People are strung out in different directions. So I would love to see another, you know, moment in the, they call it sports entertainment these days, but I would love to see a period in time where things just ramp up and become as hot as they were back in the day. And I hope that will be the case. Do I think that will happen? Man, with the trends and what, even how people watch football and or go to stadiums is changing. And I think everybody that's watching anything on TV is either streaming it or changing the way they watch or consume it. So it's just a different world.
Yeah, absolutely. So another great moment was your third and final WrestleMania encounter with The Rock. And that, I mean, turned out to be your final match. So I was just curious going into that, how many people knew that was going to be it for Stone Cold that night?
Nobody but myself, Vince, maybe Jim Ross, but maybe about, I don't know how many people Vince told, 5 or 10 people. And those were nothing but people on the very, very inside of the business.
So you mentioned you were this great anti-hero, but you were still a babyface for most of your run as Stone Cold. And today you have John Cena, who gets the mixed reaction, and Roman Reigns, who gets even more boos. I mean, do you think that's because the heel face dynamic has sort of changed forever, or do you think it's something else going on in wrestling?
I think it's just the way those people take those characters. I think heels and faces are still heels and faces, and you have those people that, you know, some have seen us along. They want to see somebody else, but you know, a lot of, you know, here's the thing: everybody loves and respects John Cena, whether they're hating on him or loving him. That guy's had an unbelievable career. And, you know, Roman, because I think people think that he was shoved down their throat for so long, they have a tendency to want to boo him. And he's got ways to go. He's still learning and developing. But, you know, Cena, oh, Jesus Christ, man, you look at the career that guy's had, it's been flat out amazing. People appreciate and respect that guy. I don't care what they say.
Yeah, absolutely. So we love the Stone Cold podcast as well. What can you tease for us coming up on the Stone Cold podcast, and when might we get another network special one?
Man, that's a good question. I don't know. I'm getting ready to talk to an ultra marathon runner over here at 317 Gimmick Street. He's coming by in about an hour and a half, and that's an interesting world because these guys are running 100 miles in Colorado at 10,000 feet or 135 miles across Death Valley in Arizona. So I'm really looking forward to talking to this guy because those guys, like professional wrestlers, like MMA fighters, or like whoever the extremists are in sports, they're wired a little bit different.
That's awesome. Well, Steve, I know we're running short on time with you. I know you got a busy day, and thank you again for making the time. And just for me, as been a longtime fan of you, I always told myself, if I ever have the opportunity to talk to you one-on-one, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for the business. I know it's a tough road out there, but from myself and Jimbo, we just really appreciate all the great years of entertainment you provided for us. And I just can't thank you enough for everything.
Oh, man, I had so much fun doing that. And the people that supported me and got a chance to, you know, just enjoy my career. And on the other side of that, it was great. Every time you walk out when that glass breaks and you hear that pop, or it's just an unbelievable feeling that I can really never truly describe. So I came from the bottom. I worked my way up. I worked in parking lots. Mm-hmm. Chevrolet dealerships getting suplexed in front of 25 people on the asphalt pavement. So to come from all that starving in Tennessee to the top of the world, it was a fun ride, and I appreciate everybody that supported me.
Awesome. Well, Steve, thank you so much. So we encourage all of our listeners out there, make sure to tune in tomorrow night for the return of Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge on CMT. It's going to be on at 10 o'clock. It's the fifth season. And like I said, I have the trailer up at 1077thebone.com. Steve, like I said, thank you so much for making the time today. Thank you again for everything. And if you're ever in the Bay Area, we would love to have a beer with you one night.
Hell yeah.
You got it. I appreciate it. I'm bringing Broken Skull IPA.
I love it. No, they do sell it up here, so I bought it many times. So that stuff is good. So the people at El Segundo are top-notch with that stuff.
Steve, he bought two and drank mine before he even gave it to me, so he really loves it.
True story.
I like my kind of guy.
Awesome, Steve. Well, hey, thank you again for making the time today. Good luck with the rest of the tour, and we look forward to if you come back to the Bay Area.
Thank you, man. Bring your own beer. I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, Jimbo, look at that. Another wrestler off our all-time bucket list. We talked to the man himself, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What?
Thank you for not doing that. There's a lot of, okay.
No.
For anyone listening,
we got to tell the story about the email I sent you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Well, you want to tell it?
Well, so we always, you know, plan out our questions at least a little bit. We like to be prepared here at 1077thebone.com. And so I like to shoot over my questions that I have to Baby Huey. Baby Huey shoots me his. And so last night after No Mercy, I sent him a list of Stone Cold Steve Austin questions that were all just what? And then you have to scroll down half the page, another what?
Well, that's the thing. I was just going to say real quick. So you sent that late at night. I was already sleeping. So this morning when I woke up, I see, check my inbox first thing in the morning. And the subject line says Stone Cold Steve Austin questions. I'm like, oh, cool. This is Jimbo's questions. Let me compare everything. And yeah, it says what? And then I'm like scrolling down. I'm like, where's the next question? What? And I scroll down. What? And then, yeah, at the bottom, it says, what? I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, dude, we're not going to be ready for this interview. And then sure enough, I check. And yeah, there's another email from you with the rest of your questions. So thank you.
I labeled it open only in case of emergency.
Yes. So thank you for almost giving me a heart attack this morning, thinking we're not going to be prepared for the one guy I always want to talk to.
Well, I know I need to get your blood flowing somehow, Huey. So
figured
that'd be the way to do it. But that was awesome.
Talking
to Steve, he is on the Mount Rushmore of pro wrestling.
Yes.
And, I know I give you a lot of crap off the air. You know, we go back and forth on Steve and Shawn Michaels and stuff like that. But, I mean, Steve is one of the GOATs. I always loved him as a kid. And that's no lie. Like, at WrestleMania X7, I could not care less in the moment that he joined with Mr. McMahon. As a kid and a total Steve Austin mark, all I cared about was that he got that three count on The Rock and the rest be damned. I figured he'd just stun Mr. McMahon on Raw the next night and that'd be the end of it.
Yeah, so that was I rewatched that as well over the weekend. So WrestleMania X7, which a lot of people think might be one of the all-time greatest WrestleManias ever. So it was a lot of fun rewatching that. I was like, God, that's 16 years ago now. So just rewatching all those matches. Every card was packed with stars that to this day we all love. And so it was a lot of fun. So just in case anyone needs a reminder, make sure to tune in tomorrow night, Tuesday, September 26th, for the return of Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge. It's the fifth season. Like I said, you can watch the trailer right now at 1077thebone.com. But also, Jimbo, I know we were busy really focusing on the Broken Skull Challenge, but Steve Austin has a ton of stuff out there to talk about. So along with the TV show, as you mentioned at the end, we talked about his Broken Skull IPA, courtesy of El Segundo Brewing Company. And as I mentioned at the end of the interview, you can buy it up here in the Bay Area. Just go to K&L Wine Merchants. I bought it at the San Francisco.
Yeah, you can.
Yes. You buy it.
As you found out and then drank mine. Yes. And also complete shoot.
So, yes, you can buy it at the San Francisco location. I also got it. I got Jimbo's second bottle at the Redwood City location because I felt so bad.
Yeah, that's what you get.
I went on a journey to get a new bottle for you. But hey, Steve Austin appreciated that. He's like, that's my kind of man. So I'm one of Steve's man. I love that. But then, as you also mentioned, Jimbo, he does have his podcast, The Steve Austin Show, which you can get on iTunes and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. And also, on he has a ton of shirts and merch up right now at ProWrestlingTees.com. And here's the funny thing. I was on his website last night. He even has his own line of knives. So Steve Austin, Broken Skull, Cold Steel Knives. So I was like, man, I'm trying to attempt to get a knife as well. It made me feel more manly holding that thing.
I don't think you need a knife, baby. Here,
I know. I'm not out in the woods doing anything manly, so I'm far from it. But so also make sure to check out Steve Austin's website, BrokenSkullRanch.com. Also follow him on Facebook at Broken Skull Ranch. Also on Twitter at Steve Austin BSR and an Instagram at Steve Austin BSR. So it's just amazing, Jimbo, that we got to finally talk to him. I mean, just running down the list of all the great wrestlers we've been able to talk to in the last couple of years, it's like amazing. So it's what an amazing time to be alive for us wrestling fans.
Yeah, I'm really glad we got to do that one because Steve checks a big box for us. Yes. I feel like, and what a thrill. And just what a, you know, for being the toughest SOB and the Texas Rattlesnake, really cool, really nice guy.
That's awesome. So I look forward to tuning in tomorrow night to CMT to see this season of Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge. So for everything else, make sure to go to 1077thebone.com. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Just search for 1077thebone. And until next time, talk to you later. Bye-bye.